Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It's Tuesday, August 27th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in again. Good to have you back in the house, in the hizzy, as it were. And thank you for tuning in over this past 14 years of the big call. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Now let's soften the tone a little bit, and let's go right into a prayer. Pray the call in, and then we get to listen to Sue's teaching, which she's provided for us tonight, which will be awesome, I'm sure. All right, so let's look forward to that. Lord God, we just thank you for everything that's going on behind the scenes, some of which we know, some of which we don't know. But thank you that we're exposed to just enough to keep us in the game. Thank you for everything that's happening in our lives to move us forward one step at a time to achieve that incredible blessing that's coming to us. And thank you for all that you've done for this group, for Big Call Universe, for Bob, for Sue and myself, and everyone else that's part of the call. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, special time of the week. For Bob, for me, for Big Call Universe. So we love the teachings that you have provided for us, and we look forward to tonight as well.
I'm sitting here, and I'm actually reflecting on that special time for a moment. Mm-hmm. That's going to be part of your question on Friday, Bruce. Think about how many people are on this call potentially.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the biggest outreaches in Christ that there is probably anywhere and for the future of our world. So here's to everyone that's listening. I hope you enjoy it. Be anxious for nothing. Worry a little bit every day, and in a lifetime, you will lose a couple of years. If something is wrong, fix it if you can. But train yourself not to worry. Worry never fixes anything. Mary Hemingway. God allots each of us a certain amount of time to live on earth, and we either waste it or use it wisely. When that time is gone, we can never get it back. So it seems that we wouldn't want to waste even 1 minute, but we do. Sometimes we waste our time by doing frivolous or foolish things that bear no fruit. Often, though, we waste our time feeling sorry for ourselves, being angry or depressed, letting fear control us, feeling anxious or worried, or allowing ourselves to express other negative emotions. When we spend today being anxious or worried about tomorrow, we waste today and accomplish nothing that will change tomorrow. Jesus teaches us to live one day at a time and to not spend any of them worrying. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or stow away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that even in Solomon, in all his splendor, was dressed like one of these. Mm-hmm. If that is how God clothes, C-L-O-T-H-E-S, the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow, and is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Matthew 6:25-34. Let's think about what this scripture passage teaches us, and then think of the question, does worry do any good, and can it add even a single hour to our life? That's our teaching for tonight.
Wow, Sue, that was a really good teaching about anxiety, being anxious.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that. That was awesome. The answer is obviously no. It cannot add another second to your life. Worrying, if anything, will detract from your life and maybe detract from the amount of time you have on this earth. So don't spend it worrying. Don't do it. That's a great lesson for us to realize that Jesus said, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. And that's really what we're supposed to do. You know, when we come to God, we come asking for something in prayer, you know, we thank him like I do on the big call. I thank him every time I pray. Thank him for something. And then we go on and make our requests known to God. Yep. You have not because you ask not. Ask that your joy may, ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. You have not because you ask not. That's what Jesus told his disciples. So I think it's good that we know that, we proceed like that, we pray like that. And it's just, when we worry about things, and I'm not a worrier. Sue knows that. Bob knows that. I mean, it just doesn't do any good. There's no sense in it. You know, when I find myself thinking something about a situation or a problem or whatever, I just go, look, that's a bit much. I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to sweat that. I'm going to give it to God. He says, cast your cares on me, for he cares for you. Cast your cares on him, Jesus, because he cares for you. He says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So I think those are good scriptures that we can use to say, hey, I'm not going to sweat this. God said, I'll take it from you. Hand it over. And he takes it. And it doesn't do us any good. I love that idea about don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow has enough problems of its own. You know? And of course, that's kind of a negative way to say about tomorrow. Tomorrow has opportunities. It has opportunities to thrive, to see beautiful things happen, to experience, you know, I love that part about, you know, the lilies of the field are clothed and comparing it to Solomon and all of his wealth. Yet can any one of you say that you're more beautiful than these lilies and flowers in the field? You know? So don't sweat the clothes. Don't sweat what you eat. Yeah, eat something you like, but don't make it such a big deal. I'm kind of a modified foodie, so that speaks to me. But I try to eat well, and I try to eat what I like. But, you know, clothes, right now, not such a big deal. Post-med bed, maybe. But right now, I'm just chilling. So that's what I'm doing. But, you know, I think this is a really good teaching about not taking stuff and worrying, because you can't change it by worrying. Now, if you want to think something through and fix it, like the author of the message said, Sue, in the beginning, if you can fix it, go ahead and fix it. But if it's something that's going to drive you nuts, don't worry about it. Speak it out to God. Tell him what the situation is. He already knows, by the way. He already knows the situation. But let him have it. Turn it over. Turn it over to God. Bob, I'm going to turn it over to you. Thank you, Sue, for that teaching, by the way. Really good. Very, very instructional and important for us. Bob, what do you think about this teaching?
Well, thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. You know, I was thinking just the other day that I might stop worrying. And then I was worried it wouldn't work, so I didn't bother.
I knew you'd go something like that, Bob. So funny.
And then I thought, I can worry about that. And I thought, I can always worry about that tomorrow, so I stopped worrying.
Oh, man, Bob.
And I don't know what happened that next day, but I did know that next day was the day after tomorrow's yesterday. So that gave me a lot of comfort, and now I'm doing good. And, when I think about worry, I think about people having this constant belief that things are not okay. And that's actually what worry is all about. And they say in the U.S., the average person is of the belief that things are not okay 95% of the time.
Right.
And so, as Sue was talking about, and Bruce, you too, people then develop these avoidance strategies. They numb their mind with various activities, and it gives them a reprieve from their worry. And, a better than an avoidance strategy would be a full engagement, with God. And ask, and just sit quietly and ask God, hey, is everything okay? And the answer, I believe, is going to be not only is everything okay, but things are absolutely unbelievably fabulous. Just the opposite. Mm-hmm. And just think, I've given you breath to breathe in oxygen so you can have aerobic life, you can have a body, and I've given you circulation to move that oxygen around and move around nutrition and food and water to give you this magnificent body that is completely and totally beyond your comprehension to understand. And not only that, but I've given you other bodies, other people, friends and family members, and I've given you pets and a magnificently beautiful earth with gravity so you don't fly off of it while it's spinning. And I gave a sun to heat the earth and bring photons to be converted into electrons by your magnificent body to create energy. And gave a moon that you can enjoy looking at, and it helps with the tides and all the stars in the sky. As a matter of fact, about 200 billion times 2 trillion of them. How's that for everything's okay? And now you have cars in addition to the stars. So you can drive out into the mountains where there's no city lights, and you can enjoy the stars even more. And now you have rocket ships. It's like, is there something else that you need? if God might ask, and how about me? How about God is actually in you? Yeah, that's it. I've given you all of these things, plus I've given you me. I've given you a spark of life, which is a piece of me. I am in you. Just look around and see the miracles, and more importantly, feel me inside of you. And rejoice.
It's good. It's really good, Bob. That's a good perspective. I love that. Yep. We've got cars, we got planes, we got jets. All we're looking for is maglev, and that's coming. We already have it, of course. And now it's just a matter of when all this technology gets released to us. Sue, that was a really good teaching, and I appreciate what Bob's comments were on it. Really always edifying. And makes us think and create in our minds. What about you? What did you create from this teaching tonight?
It's, how would I even describe the energy that's running through my body and the joy and the play of all this?
Mm-hmm.
Because, okay, so I'm going to unwind it a little bit. I love what Bob said about worry being a form of, you know, how people cope with worry.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to take us back in the timeline of when this was written and then show you the context of where we are today. I'm going to kind of take what both of you said and I'm going to balance it out. So there weren't digital interference. There wasn't so much going on. There wasn't as much fragmenting of attention. And what happens to people, I don't think, is necessarily always worry. I think, you know, when our parents were growing up, they grew up out of the Depression. They were anxious. They weren't. A lot of people and the world really needs to get in touch and be aware of their emotions. So what I like about what this discussion is doing is, to me, it's like noticing your feelings. Like, ooh, I feel, ooh, that just changed my perspective on how what's going to happen. And then choosing to do something about it rather than letting fear and anxiety dwell in you. And then the next thing is what Bob was talking about. It's to understand that not everything is okay. Not everything is okay. It's about how you're choosing your identification and your perception. Because if you're going to say, oh, I'm only going to see the good, you wouldn't be noticing all the things that are going on in the medical system. You wouldn't be noticing all the things that got you to go, wait a minute, what's wrong with this? But you didn't worry. You saw truth. And what this teaching did for me, and to listen to both of you, and hopefully people are integrating this, the truth is to be aware. To be aware that you can see the whole thing. You can choose to transcend to what you know is God's perfection, which is where we're going. But if you're just slapping on, oh, everything's great, and you can't see the whole thing without choosing and saying, okay, those are the people that, you know, don't even know anything weird is going on with our world because, oh, I'm just going to see what I want to see. What I think this teaching did for me is it brought up through the three of us. It's about noticing what you're feeling in your body. Does that energy belong to you? Usually it doesn't. The worry is not yours. It's coming from a world that is destabilized. It's not your energy. So I would say, if you're feeling worry, does this belong to me? Do I need to identify with it?
Right.
Second, can I perceive the whole thing? And then thirdly, what Bob was saying, how could I perceive? So I saw the whole thing, but I energized, intended the highest and the best. That's my little refinement on that, because I think we're going to have to be good at seeing everything, but choosing what we prefer to energize and put our attention and grow. That's my take on it.
That's good, Sue. I love that. I think that was a really good synopsis of what how you perceive that and what you do with worry, what you do with problems,
what's the reality? Yeah, and what the reality is, what we're actually living in, when that was written, understanding, having compassion, integrating it. So, again, it's blending the world you live in with the skill and the scripture and the transcendence that Bob brought in, but so that it's whole. It's whole.
Well, thank you for that. That's great. Thank you, Bob, for your views and perspective on it. Always edifying to me. And then, Sue, nice way to capsulize this and summarize this teaching. I liked it a lot. Okay, tell us now, Sue, as we move into prayer and praise, as you bring that up,
Okay, here we go.
You got us all set?
Let's see. I think so, yes.
Good.
Let's start with Pastor Scott. Yay.
Okay.
Hello, everybody. This is Pastor Scott. I want you to know I appreciate so much your prayers over the years. I went to my neurologist appointment today, and pretty much I'm screwed. Actually, I'm just laughing about it because I know that's funny. Because I don't want to cry. But anyway, so much of my issues relate back to the brainstem bleed I had in 2018. When Sue did a BOP, that's a brain optimization. Brain optimization practice with me and got things working again. So that was just a recent update. Thank you, Scott. A recent update on me keeping me in your prayers. I'm going to have good weeks. I'm going to have bad weeks is what they're telling me. So, hey, you know what the blessing on all this is. God loves me. This I know. The Bible tells me so. Mm-hmm. And Pastor Scott, what's really interesting to me, can I talk about what we listened to last night, Bruce?
Sure.
GD. So there's a wonderful man, you should look him up, Gene Decode, and he knows really the most integrated perspective on things.
Yeah.
And he was just talking, you're just coasting, you're just part of, you're kind of bobbing up and down on the sea of where are you going to go to get perspective. I guess you got to go to the places you're going, but you're going to be in a med bed. Let's call in Christ. You're going to be in the med bed. You're part of a community that loves you and sees you, and your faith is so strong. You're just kind of cycling downhill until this whole thing kicks off, and in Jesus' name, you're going to be in a med bed. It's not like this is a long-term thing. It's just, I'd be taking notes. I'd be talking about your journey. It's going to be what it was like in the days when dis-ease had been made real through stress, through diet, through the non-epigenetic information, meaning you don't know consciousness is creating things. This is you are a living, breathing master survivor of a temporary nightmare.
Yeah.
That's what you're going through. It's a dream, and you're going to wake up. And let's everybody see this. For Scott, Pastor Scott, and everybody, the circumstances that we're living right now are not reality. They are not God's reality. And we are all here as a family to own that, to practice not living from those circumstances, but like Bob said, to live from what we choose to be. And you're doing the best, most heroic job, Scott. And we honor you, and we seal, and we throw out all old patterns of reality, all old whatever's in there that's interfering, mental, emotional, spiritual, everything. We see you cleared of all that. You're doing everything in your power. And we just see you coasting and seeing yourself free, because you are. You actually are. In Jesus' name, we see you healed and blessed, and we love you. Amen.
That's right. And if I can add one thing, Sue, to that.
Of course.
I'm just going to say, yes. Pastor Scott, we've heard this expression before a lot. God's not through with you yet. He's not through with any of us yet. We've got more to do, more life to live, more to give. We're just in a holding pattern right now, getting ready to move forward with great velocity, with great plans. And God has plans for you, as you know, plans to help you and prosper you and give everything that you want available, as long as it lines up with His word, and it does. So you just keep hanging in there. Take it one day at a time. Don't speak that you'll have bad days. We're not going to say you're going to have any bad days. You might have
only good
days ahead.
And that's not His
energy
negativity.
Anyway. That's right.
Don't absorb
blessings.
What that doctor say. Right. Exactly.
That's right.
Your energy.
Scott, whose report will you believe? As for me and my house of Big Call Universe, we're accepting the word of the Lord. That's what we're going with. Okay, so you just continue to hang in there one day at a time, brother, one day at a time, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Sue, for that great one. That was really good for Pastor Scott. Anything else?
You're welcome. That's it.
Tonight.
And we're going to do Jeannie now.
Okay.
1 Thessalonians 5:15, always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else. Thank you for all the leaders, for Bruce, Sue, Bob, Pastor Scott, GCK, Larry, Doug, everyone behind the scenes, and millions of listeners for showing up 2 times a week, every Tuesday and Thursday, to the end.
That's right.
Or to the beginning.
To the beginning.
For opening prayer and closing prayer, for providing great information for our minds, body, and souls.
Amen.
We continue to pray for everyone's health and well-being, RV blessing, R&R, Social Security increases, DOGE or tariff dividend checks, world peace, but especially med beds for healing.
Yes.
Out of 90 nations in a two-phase, this is for you, Bruce, out of 90 nations in a two-phase global currency reset for stability and growth, is U.S. last or first, and why?
Oh, I had heard that already.
Through Jesus Christ our Lord, amen and amen. Everyone have a blessed and safe week. Jeannie. And that's...
Thank you, Jeannie. No, I don't think we're necessarily last or first, Sue. I don't, for years we heard this is going from east to west, meaning from the Far East to Europe, Africa, all the way over to the U.S., and we would be getting it in that order, sort of as the different time zones come into fruition from east to west. I haven't heard anything at all recently about the U.S. being first or last, so I would say I don't think that's a real thing. All right, Sue. That takes care of our prayer and praise for tonight, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Now it's the fun time. We get to see what your segment is going to be. And I can't wait to hear about a future class we could have.
Good for you.
That is not a class. It's a not a class 2, as in 2.0, not a class 2. So tell us about that and anything else, Sue, that you'd like us to be aware of.
Well, I have a story. I have a practice.
Mm-hmm.
And I want the pod to know that we have a class, potentially. And this is cool. This is a cool story. I have a person in our leadership group who's walking, I think it's the El Camino Trail in Spain right now. And she literally sent me the funds for the next class when I haven't even announced it, like 2 days ago. She was so inspired. I mean, I think that's, like, wild. She's walking the trail, and she's like, I'm just sending this for the next class. I can't wait to be on the next class because we hadn't met for 2 months. And so many people mentioned that, like, wow, we need to be renewed. We need to be growing. We need to be having that experience more often.
They want a class every 2 weeks, probably. Yeah.
They want a class every 2 weeks because why? Because your neurons are growing. You're growing. You're excited. You're inspired. You're working with people that are going to have, you know, all the funds in the world to do great things. Where are you going to be in a group of people like that where you get to be on your own and study that? So that's really exciting. But I'm going to tell a story, and I get to talk to Bruce about what I do on different days, and I didn't get to tell him this. I met with a friend, a really dear friend, and he knows who he is, that I've known for like over 20 years. And he inspires me because he's really into meditation. We both have been meditators for, I don't want to even tell you how many decades, but many decades. And he's one of the most accomplished individuals in the integrative health space in New York City. He's into freedom. He's a writer. He travels. He studies culture. So we've really have fun when we get together and we talk about our growth edge and we talk about, you know, what we're doing to heal ourselves, and we get, you know, very honest and authentic with each other. And so he's telling me what he's doing, and I said, wow, you're just doing amazing work. And he turned back to me, Bruce and everybody, and he said, yeah, but you and these people you're talking to, I don't really tell him everything about us because he's not really in what we're in. He said, but you and your team are sinking the shot and creating big wins for humanity. And he's like, he's known me. He knows that, like, Bob and you, Bruce, like, a lot of us have been out there doing work that's about getting people to the next level for a very long time. And he said, yeah, but you're creating big wins for humanity. And when he said that, it struck me, because everybody that's listening to this call, you're all getting ready to sink, like in basketball, or in, as I was telling him about you, Bob, you know, Bob knows that athletes, you know, it takes a lot of practice to do what we're doing. Bruce has been practicing and has been into Christ for years and years, decades. Bob has been into health and personal growth and Christ and everything he's been doing for decades. Same with me. And he said to me, you know, Sue, this is preparation and practice. So we started talking. He goes, remember how much, you know, think about how much you danced and played tennis. All my male friends used to say, does he play tennis? Does he dance?
Does he dance? Does he play tennis? Does he speak French?
Yeah,
No, they didn't say that.
They didn't ask that, no.
And so you have to practice over and over again. And so when you come to this call, you're actually practicing going to your next level. You're raising the floor, as I like to say. You're stretching into a new part of your game. And whether it's tennis, whatever your practice is, steady, repeated practice builds the foundation to let go of the old and step into your next level. So here's your practice. This is your little takeaway for the week. Each morning this week, before you step into your day, just take one quiet minute to center yourself and see yourself serving others. Like, I'm the person that now has all these funds, and I want you to see two versions of you. One that is leaning towards you and is not going to abandon you to just do your projects. But you're going to be saying, I'm coming home to myself. I'm coming home. I'm going to talk about that on Thursday. Wait till you hear this research. I'm coming home to be healthy, to be whole, to be the new, whole, divine human. And the other is, I'm ready to serve from my wholeness. I'm ready. I'm coming home to myself, and I'm ready to serve from my wholeness. I'm ready. Not the scattered, fractured, running around, overly busy. That's what we need to be.
Noisy.
And if you can find somebody that you can encourage and uplift, that's part of your practice for this week.
Mm-hmm.
Just to sit with somebody and talk about things that inspire you, not other people, not this, not that, but like being with somebody that's like going, wow, you're so special. Wow, you're so special to me. Wow, you're doing such special things. Even being on this call, you're doing something special. Because you're energizing the future of what humanity is going to be. So, here's the announcement for this week. Next week is a teaching week. So this week, Bruce is going to run with this ball. I'm passing it. He's my quarterback, throwing it, and he's catching it, and he's running it into the goal line.
Go deep, Bob. Go deep.
Go deep, Bob.
Bruce.
It's Bruce. Well, I said, did I say Bob?
I know, but I'm getting the ball as quarterback. I'm telling Bob to go deep.
Okay. So here's what we're going to do. And I'm going to read you some testimonials because they're really cool. If you're serious about loving yourself enough to design your med bed experience, then this is the week to do it, okay? That means send us an email, and I'm going to give you that email in a moment. Mm-hmm. But I want to write to you about, I want you to hear what people have been saying recently about this. They have, they're saying, I've listened to the big call for 8 to 9 years. I purchased the MedBed 100, and absolutely love the 65 enhancements, plus the meditations are so enjoyable. Mm-hmm. And then I get the ones, I love these ones that are just like two words, like Bob does. Great content, mm-hmm, with like five exclamation marks.
Great content, yep.
I know. Absolutely. The links are so easy to access. The enhancements that you covered helped my mind go boom, like beautiful, luminous Asian skin. I thought the ladies would like that. I've always wanted that.
Mm.
The enhancements, really love the convenience of being able to go back and listen to the audios again and the meditations. love that you've seen how this has helped people. And I guess that's it. So here's the point. You're going to get, you're going to get 10 years of research. You're going to get access to what Bruce and I have received from one of the U.S. military's top facilitators for this rollout in the country. And the person that actually went, touched, experienced, witnessed that, all of that, you and I have been walking with this. The MedBed 100 program came out like last November, Bruce. So this is a program that's going to walk you through every little minute direct feed that we've had access to. Isn't that right, Bruce? Isn't that right?
I think so. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
Oh, it's full. It's full. And this is MedBed Week, Sue.
This is MedBed Week. That means we're not doing MedBeds next week because it's a training week for me, and it's a lot to process when you guys, you know, send your emails in. So here's what you're going to do. Here's how to look at it. Self-select. Are you a person that wants to sit and reflect and say, I gave myself the best understanding of what is possible, who I'm going to be, so I feel really comfortable, really confident, coming from the top information on regenerative technology, and so that I can prepare my mind, my body, my spirit. And when I go in to the Redemption Center and when I go into the MedBed, am I going to be able to articulate my dream experience in 10 minutes so that I felt like I did everything I could to inform myself, and so that that information, what I gave myself as I leave the MedBed 100 facility, is going to translate into a renewed society. That's the goal, not just for you. It's for, like, really raising what is possible for humanity to live as. We have seven different categories. And so you're going to get all of that. And we've reformatted it into three emails, so it's even easier to use. So here's what you do to get it. And we'll be completing this segment. Number one, send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put MedBed100. If you have PayPal or not, your telephone number. And you just have to watch your emails. Oh, I have to read people's names. That's right. You have to watch
and
your email.
Let them know, Sue, that it's $100.
It's $100. And just send MB100, Integrated Minds at Hushmail. It's $100, PayPal or not, telephone number. And then you've got to watch. You know, sometimes it's a day before we can get them out. So here's what we're going to do. Get those in tonight if you want. But you have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday to get your MedBed order in and to take care of it and listen to Bruce's intel. I just want to give a shout-out to these people that we've sent invoices to, and I know, Bob, you deal with this all the time. Tim, Doris, GS, Registered, Dale, TN1. I'm not going to give their whole names because I want them their privacy protected. Swath, RK Lowe, and Ron. I'm just going to say those people because they were like, I really want it. And we haven't heard back from you. So all you have to do now is think about how can you be an inspiration to people, and where are you going to focus on bringing your excellence first to yourself? Maybe it's with the MedBed 100. How are you going to come home to yourself through this RV? And Revere yourself. Bring your love to yourself so that you can also bring it to the world with your excellence and your service. If you use that as a practice and ask, have I learned to come home to myself so I can serve better? Back to myself in Christ so I can serve better? That's your practice for this week. And that's my segment.
Thank you, Sue. You know, when you were talking earlier, it reminded me of something when you said when you first get up, when Joyce Meyer says when she first gets up in the morning, she says to God, God, show me who I can bless today. Show me someone, some situation that I can bless today and make a difference in their lives. And I think that's an excellent way for us to start out, you know, getting to talk with God in the morning when we wake up. Like Bob says, yeah, before my feet hit the ground, you know, I'm giving a thankful prayer of and time to God and all that. Well, who can I bless today? I love that from Joyce Meyer. So thank you, Sue. I think that was a good segment. I really enjoyed that. And yes, this is MedBed 100 week, so I'll tell them all about that a little bit later. All right.
Thank you, Bruce.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bob, we know that the U.S. Open Tennis Championships are going on. This is day three, if I remember right, of the U.S. Open, and it's something that Sue and I both are that like to watch occasionally. And one of these days I'll be up there in New York watching it. Not this year, but maybe next year. We'll see. And anyway, this is a great time for us, Bob, to take a look and see what people are saying about the Boomer products, variety of products, Boomer Boost, Gladiator Barley, Heirloom Barley, collagen, etc., premium probiotics, lignans, all of that. Those powders are so valuable. And they just go into solution and they taste great. So what are the latest comments that you've been receiving, Bob, about Boomers and the products and the sales and everything else? What are the testimonials that are coming in?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's been 4 days since the last big call. So you can imagine a bunch of testimonials came in.
Mm-hmm.
One of them refers to the big call. And you're mentioning tennis. And I just thought, you know, I don't have a professional tennis player that uses Boomer products. I have a professional golfer, hockey players, basketball, and no tennis yet.
Okay.
So we'll have to see. And so a lot of the, we got a bunch of testimonials. This one, there's two of them about Good Night Formula that came in, and this one says, I've been using this product now for a couple of years, and I could not be happier. My sleep has been so much better with no effects of being tired the next day. Thank you so much for the Good Night Formula. And then this person sends in a real short one. She's talking about collagen and vitamin C, you know, with the barley combo says, right. I love these products, and they came in a timely manner. Thank you.
Very,
you know, it's so funny because, like, right now I can see on the same computer screen where I'm looking at the testimonials, I can see how many orders have arrived in the queue that need to be mailed out tomorrow.
Okay.
Wow, that's cool.
And every day, I see Bill, who does all the shipping, and, you know, go and visit with him all throughout the day, and every time I go back there, there he is with a tape gun, boxes, loading the products. And we have this special shelf where the mailman comes to. We leave a side door open for him, and he's got his own parking spot. And every day they pull up, come in, take all those boxes out, and then and we can lock up, you know, for the day. And I can see exactly how many have to go out. And the timeliness of it is, it goes like clockwork most of the time. Once in a while, you know, it takes us a little bit longer for one reason or another. Then here's a testimony that came in. This lady sent us a picture of herself, this really beautiful woman in a reddish brown shirt. And she's talking about Boomer Boost and Myotrol. I've recently begun taking Myotrol and Boomer Boost, not long enough to tell the difference, but I do like the taste of Boomer Boost. However, I've been using the sleep formula for more than 3 years, and it works really well. I easily sleep 8 to 9 hours. If I wake up for a bathroom break, I go right back to sleep, and I'm also experiencing more dreams.
Yes.
Sounds familiar, huh?
I do that, Bob,
And here's another one of those short ones, Bruce. This person writing in about using Boomer Boost and Barley together. It's 3 words. Makes me regular.
Yep, there's that.
Yeah, we get that a lot with people. So here's one. Listen to this, Bruce. I ordered Myotrol the night it was first mentioned on Bruce's Big Call. I knew this was going to be a huge blessing. I felt it resonate in my soul, and I wasn't going to miss out. I've been taking it every day since. I just realized that the muscle has returned in my arms and chest with little to no weight workouts. My body is restoring its own self, looking more like I did in my earlier active days.
There you go.
Thanks, Bob. A big hug is coming your way. It's a true blessing. I trust in all the Boomer products. And this is really important. You know, I was watching an interview where Dave Asprey was interviewing a very well-known young scientist who has his own research lab in anti-aging, very similar to working on the same types of things David Sinclair is working on. And during the interview, the scientist was asked the question, are you going to be able to invent exercise in a bottle? And his answer was, we're going to start working on that. Right? Well, what does this testimonial say right here? Right?
Yeah.
And the interesting part is, when they asked him that question, it was part of a discussion on epigenetic reprogramming. And the larger discussion is, what's life going to be like when epigenetic reprogramming becomes a reality? And Myotrol is, in fact, the world's first epigenetic reprogrammer. It was designed to do exactly that, to take to address a bit of DNA, a gene set, specific genes that we know exactly what they code for, but they've become dormant because of time and age and other factors, environmental factors. Mm-hmm. And so that bit of the DNA is wrapped up and sequestered and obscured very tightly by a protein sheath. And the older you get, the tighter that sheath gets, and the harder it is to make it splay open so you can reveal that code for making those specific types of proteins or suppressing certain proteins. And there is trade secrets and patents involved with Myotrol that are the backbone of the strategy and the technology for epigenetic reprogramming. And it's already here. And here's a testimonial about exercise in a bottle.
Yeah.
Right? That was, you know, almost like a question that the interviewer, Dave Asprey, who was the creator of the phrase biohacking and pioneered biohacking. And he was asking the question almost as a joke, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he didn't really believe it was ever going to be happening.
Yeah, right, that it would be possible, yeah.
I'm going to ask the question anyway. Well, so I got one last testimonial. This is also about Myotrol. This lady sent her picture also. It's a great picture. She's got such a great smile. She goes, I'm 73 years young, and I'm feeling good. I've waited until I've nearly completed 2 months of Myotrol before giving my thoughts. I have more energy. I have clearer thoughts and better recall and memory. And I actually can feel more strength in my whole body. I'm loving it. I've also started using the Gladiator barley at night. I'm early on with this, but I will give an update when I have one. Thank you.
That's so cool, Bob.
The person 73 years old. So think about this, Bruce. When people get to be in their 70s, let's think about this. The average age of people to live to is in their 70s, right?
Right.
Which is, you know, a couple of years older for women than men. But for the most part, when people get into their 70s, they're starting to get crumbly. And they certainly are not making a reverse pivot and starting to get younger, right?
Right.
Because we know that people age faster as they get older.
That's
and
right.
So if any, you're going downhill faster every day. And now we live in a world that has already it capable and available right in our hands things like Gladiator barley, Myotrol, Goodnight formula, that is already been for years reversing people's age and restoring people back to a younger age, reducing their inflammation, the main cause of aging, by a factor of 10.
Right?
And I think you've had that phenomena for the last 10 years, Bruce.
I have. That's right.
Your inflammation went down by more than 10 times and stayed there.
Yeah.
Right? And
so
this is what's available now today, that we live in a magical age here of 2025 when we can sit here and read testimonials together from people that are literally de-aging. And that's what I wanted to say for tonight, and I'll let you know that we have a couple of new sales. So the sales we had on board, which I'll tell you about in a minute, are still going on. And we have two new things that we put on sale, buy one, get one, half off.
Okay.
And that is our premium probiotics and our lignins.
Okay.
And I'll tell you something today, something that happened today, Bruce. There's a man who owns his own nutrition company here in Florida, down in Miami. And he's also a consultant to other nutrition companies. Mm-hmm. And I had the pleasure of meeting him. And he has an issue, which I won't describe, but it was pretty debilitating and pretty concerning. He's had it for a while. And he's had to have surgery related to it. Mm-hmm. And I had sent him a bottle of our premium probiotics. And when I talked to him today, a couple of weeks later, he had not started taking it. And he was concerned because he had started two medications and wasn't sure what was going to happen with the interaction of our premium probiotics.
Right.
And spent about 10 minutes explaining to him how our probiotics are made and why that would not be a concern and what was likely to happen for him when he did use our probiotics, because it was designed, by a scientist that had his exact condition in mind when he designed.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
And when I got done explaining that to him, and also he had one other thing that he was working on, that the gladiator barley and the myotrol fit absolutely perfectly for that issue. And when I explained to him what these products do, he was quite shocked. And I said to him, "You know Jonathan Otto, right?" And he said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, he made a film about holistic health." He goes, "He made a lot of them." I said, "Yeah, 25 to be exact. Jonathan Otto has made 25 documentaries about holistic health. And in one of them, there's a whole segment about the gladiator and what their diet was like, including sprouted barley seeds that made them so strong." And I said to him, "You know, the gladiator barley that we have is a lot stronger than the barley the gladiators had, because there's all these new technologies, including nutrient stabilization technologies, that make the superoxide dismutase last for years instead of minutes." And I went into it with him, how your body makes superoxide and how the dismutase neutralizes it and how your C-reactive protein comes down by a factor of 10. And when we got done talking, he was shocked to know that there were things going on in his chosen profession that were so profound. And although I had told him about it once before, he wasn't really paying full attention and didn't get the gist of it until today.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
And as fast as his fingers could go, he placed his order for a dynamic combo and some myotrol. And he already has his premium probiotics. And
wow.
That was a very, satisfying thing. You were talking about earlier, Bruce, you and Sue, about when you first get up, you know, with and the story about Joyce. What can who can I help today? What can I do to be a blessing for someone today? Right?
Yeah.
Well, that was one of mine for today.
That sure was, and was a great one, Bob. Wow.
You know, someone was asking me the other day, Bruce, how is it that people invent products like this? And I happen to be very familiar with people like the man that invented the processing for barley, the man that created myotrol, right? Because I'm the sole distributor for their inventions. And so you get to
That's
know
right.
each other.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, partly how these men get their ideas and revelations, and it's through prayer. It's through meditation and prayer. And when people are able to calm down their mind and enter into a space that is quiet and can use their breath in a specific way, and the whole engine behind these revelations is the intention that is conjured up and broadcast out as a prayer as to what's needed, what's desired, what they want to have revealed. And that's the process by which processes that are third dimensional are manifest. There's a process to informing the heavens. There's a process for receiving the information, and it leads to a process with new machinery that's invented, new computer programs, new laboratory equipment that can change the solubility of molecules, that type of thing. And we live in an era, we live in an age where there are people doing that. And it's not some fantasy world of, you know, a Disney movie or a sci-fi movie. That's not what it is. It's actually happening. And their creations, their God-given creations, are actually in pills and powders that we can now take. And there's literally magic in them that came from these manifestation strategies. And we don't have any idea what's yet to come, except for one thing that has already been invented that we'll be talking about coming up in about a month. But there'll be many more after that. We know how hard David Sinclair and others are working in their laboratories in their participation in the age of immortality. We're just all lucky, if we choose to see it that way, to be alive in the age of immortality in our lifetime. There will be people who will stop aging, will reverse their aging and stop aging altogether. Anyway, that's about it for tonight. You know, we have those combo packs. Also, Bruce, where we have the collagen, barley, and vitamin C for your hair and nails. And we also have the joints. We have the immune boosting bundle that has the vitamin C with the lignans and probiotics all together in a pile. And people can also still get, with the code BIGCALL20, still get the small size of the heirloom barley. It's called trial size for $20.
Right. $20.
For a few more days. And you can also get the larger size of the heirloom barley for those who decide to continue on, or if you've been using it for years, and it's on sale for half price, and so is olive leaf extract on sale half
price. That's right. Awesome.
And use that code if you want to get that barley for $20. That's it. Big call 20 for the trial size.
Okay.
What we got?
That's awesome, Bob. Thank you for that. I'm going to tell them how to get to it. First of all, I really appreciate that segment. It's so cool to know how you helped this guy in the same field that you're in, and you got through to him today with all that full explanation of everything that he needs to remedy his
own situation medically. And so I love that. I love that you went the extra mile with him, Bob. You told him everything he needed to know about the premium probiotics and about everything else. I thank God we've got Ken up in Canada. And if I remember right, Eric is the one that has created the Myotrol. So Ken and
That's
Eric
right.
are two big players in your life that we have exclusivity with to handle these products. You can't get this heirloom barley and gladiator barley anywhere except through Boomers. And you also can't get Myotrol anywhere except through Boomers. And the testimonials speak for themselves, Bob. It's really fantastic. So let's do this. To get to Bob's website, just go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. There's a banner at the top that says Boomers. Click on it. It's a direct link into Bob's website. That's how you get there. And then you can go through. You can bring the product menu down, drop-down menu on sale. You can see the various products that Bob just mentioned that are on sale. You can look and read the descriptions and see what's in these. And then you can also put an order together and put them in your cart. And then prices will be reflected when you go to checkout, like on that Big Call 20, put that in as your pricing code for getting the trial size of the heirloom barley, which will last 1 month if you're just starting out. I love that you've got that, the trial size at $20, and then you have the full-size canister for half price for those that want to load up and get 2 or 3 months of that. They've got it, and, you know, that's the way to buy it. Buy it when it's on sale at half price, for sure. And then you've got some other products that you mentioned that are buy one, get one half off. And then you can see all of these will be on the site. Now,
And Bruce, the ones that are buy one, get one free, the lignins and probiotics is buy one, get one free. And that's a flash sale. That's going to just go on for a few days.
Okay. I misunderstood you. I thought you said buy one, get one half off. It's buy one, get one free.
Yeah.
Is that right, Bob?
Both probiotics and lignins, buy one, get one free.
Oh, cool. Well, that makes it even better.
You put two in your cart, and it only charges you for one.
Gotcha. That's the way to say it. That's good news, too. And that's a great sale, and you should jump all over that. Premium probiotics. Nobody has a probiotic as good as this. And I have a feeling I know the condition of this gentleman down in Miami. I have a feeling because I know what the premium probiotics can do, along with the gladiator barley and along with lignans. And, it all makes perfect sense. And the Myotrol, it's like that 73-year-old woman who is 73 years young, and she's taken Myotrol for 2 months, and she feels better. She feels stronger. She's got more energy. I mean, this is very common testimonial that we're getting from people in their 70s, 80s, and even older. And I think it's a great product that Eric has come up with. And thank God we're exclusive distributors of it at Boomers. So check it out. Now remember, there is an 800 number you can call to see if you have any problems, if you have any questions. You can call customer support at Boomers, and the number is easy to remember, and put it in your phone. Put it in your phone so you'll have it for the future. 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. It's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. So realize that's the ticket right there. Have it in there. Put it in under Boomers in your contact list. Boomers, parentheses, Bob. You'll go, oh, yeah, I remember Bob from the Big Call. Oh, yeah, Bob. And then put the number in there, 800-861-4609. Boom. That's it. You got it. And that way you won't lose it. It's right there in your phone if you need it. Now, 99% of the people will just go through the website, find the products that they want, put an order together, and then just buy it right there online, and then they get the product shipped to them. And it's wonderful. It's really good. I love the products. I do think the Boomer Boost taste is delicious. Got a little berry flavor to it. It's just not too sweet. It's just right. It's just, it goes down beautifully. And sometimes I'll take that shake that I make with Boomer Boost and Gladiator Barley and my premium probiotics and ligands, all of that in one shake. Like tonight, I had some Chipotle, and I had that as my drink. That shake was my drink tonight. So I love it. I think that's great. All right, so do that. All right, let's talk about the intel that we have. And remember, this week is MedBed 100 week, and I'll touch on that again in a minute. All right, there was something online that I was told about that I understood what it was about, and I need to clarify it. It was somebody that posted something, and some of you guys read this individual and have seen this. It said something to the effect of you'll have 48 to 72 hours for your exchange, and it was misunderstood. I think it was misrepresented to begin with. So I'm going to clarify it for anybody that's seen that. First of all, your exchange, you'll have more like 2 to 3 weeks to do your exchange. Some redemption centers could be open longer if they're in real busy areas like places in Florida. But the 48 to 72 hours was what they would like for you to have to set up your appointments for your exchanges and your redemption of Zim. They would like for you to set up your appointments once the toll-free number comes out, and it's out either through me or however it's available to you, whether it's the email that's coming from Wells Fargo, whenever it hits, they would like for us in Tier 4B to book our appointment at the redemption centers in 48 to 72 hours. Some of you guys will be on it like white on rice and put it out immediately. As soon as you get the number and you're able to call, boom, it's done right away. I know I'm going to be that way. I'm going to set my appointment up early. But they're saying, please set your appointment up in 2 to 3 days. That's 48 to 72 hours, 2 to 3 days. Now, if you're not able to do that, it's okay. You can still call. But they prefer if you can set it up early, and that way they know how many people they've got booked, and they can book their schedule for the first week or two, and just let everybody come in when they can based on the appointment. You can't willy-nilly walk into a redemption center. Ain't going to happen. You've got to set an appointment, and it's for your own security, your own protection. Okay? That's what it's for. So, you know, that's why you don't get there more than 10 minutes before your appointed time. Let's say your appointment is at 11 a.m. Don't get there before 10:50 in the morning. Okay? And don't be late. Oh, no. This is one time you got to be on time. Don't be late. If you're late, you better be taken to the back of the line. Back of the line. So don't do that. Be on time. They want us in and out of there in 30 to 40 minutes, 30 to 40. And if you've got bonds other than Zim, you've got sheet bonds, a box, you can take up to 2 or 3 boxes of bonds, but you got to let them know when you call to set your appointment in the redemption center to make sure they have a bond person that can handle those bonds for you. That's why you let them know. That's why when you call the redemption center, when you call the call center to set up your appointment with the redemption center, you're going to get transferred to the redemption center. That is the one that's appropriate for your zip code. And then if they don't direct you or reroute your phone call to the redemption center, they'll give you another number to call that'll be a direct line to that redemption center. so you can talk to somebody and they'll know what the deal is and when you're coming. So I wanted to clarify that. 2 to 3 days is what they prefer for you to take to call and set your appointment. You'll have 2 to 3 weeks to do your exchanges. In other words, your appointment, let's say you're going on vacation for a week and you're going on a cruise and you're coming back, you know when you're coming back, you set it up for the day after you get back from your cruise. You see what I'm saying? A lot of people are going cruising right now. And this whole thing could go down. Who knows? We'll see what happens on the rest of the intel. But that's very important. The other thing that I want to talk about for a minute is Nasara and Jisara. For a long time, I had trouble remembering what do those letters stand for. And I didn't have it right. Well, I got it right now. Nasara, that's for the United States, why it's called National. National Economic Security and Reformation Act, NESARA, N-E-S-A-R-A, National Economic Security. And I think you want to say those two words together, National Economic Security and Reformation Act. We're talking about economic security with NESARA for the whole country, economic security and reformation. We're reforming the way we do business. We're reforming the banking system. We're reforming a lot of things that you'll see. And the same thing's true about GISARA, the Global Economic Security and Reformation Act. That's for all the countries outside of the United States. They go under GISARA. We are under NASARA. It was passed a long time ago. And it's never been enacted, but it's about to be. And what is one of the first things that's going to be dealt with NASARA, is our new asset-backed currency, which we call the USN, because that's the three-letter designation that appears for it on Forex. It was USD, United States dollar, our fiat dollar that was a Federal Reserve note, okay? This is a USN, which is a United States Treasury currency. It was actually a United States Treasury dollar. And it's based on the assets that are backing it that are held in our U.S. Treasury. It's gold. It's silver. It's... we have palladium, we have platinum as precious metals. We have gems, we've got oil, we've got natural gas. We have other assets that are used to back up and give the dollar, our new dollar, value, our treasury dollar value. You saw today where the governor of the Federal Reserve was fired, and now we think that the next step is to remove Jerome Powell as director of the Federal Reserve. The Fed will remain as a rolled into part of the United States Treasury, the new U.S. Treasury. And if we refer to the Fed now, we're talking about the new Federal Reserve. Because I believe President Trump is going to elect a new or appoint a new governor to the Fed. And probably very soon we'll have the resignation of Jerome Powell. And then somebody else can take over that responsibility and reduce these ridiculously high interest rates. And that's something that's been a pet peeve of President Trump for a while now, because the rates are way higher than any other country in the world, and we don't need to have them high because it's holding back the purchase of homes at reasonable interest rates. Reasonable. I believe President Trump wants homes to be able to be purchased for 1.5% or 2% interest rate. Buy homes for that. You know, there was a time in the 70s when homes were, you could buy a home, it would cost you 17, 18% interest. Ridiculo, but it happened. And we know of that. But fortunately, you know, rates have come down, they've gone up, they've come down. You know, it's just been a real crazy thing. But I can't wait for that to occur. And then, of course, you guys know the so-called Doge payments, Doge checks, are supposed to be coming as well. And we're supposed to get the so-called, which, by the way, the Doge should be in the first start in the first week of September. I have heard that. First week of September is when it's they're projected to go. And we also have the tariff dividends or tariff rebate checks. They've called them both. President Trump likes the term dividend. These are dividends from the billions and trillions of dollars that we're taking in as tariffs from other countries that are trading with us. We're going from an internal revenue service to an external revenue service. And President Trump set all that up. That's the way it was in this country before the IRS was created and our fiat dollar was created back in 1913. Okay? What's it called? The Secret of Jekyll Island? I think it is. You need to watch that. Watch that video or hear that video on it or read the book. I think it's called The Secret of Jekyll Island. Jekyll Island, Georgia, I believe. I think I've been there. So listen, this whole thing is about to revert back to what it was before when the U.S. was collecting tariffs from other countries and we were rich. Then all of a sudden our whole financial system got changed by certain individuals and we're about to get it back. We are already making moves now to get it back. This new currency we have, the USN, my understanding is it's already there. It's already being traded as such. And, you know, it's going to be great for us. You know, and also, look, people think, okay, what about the dollar? Oh, the dollar's going to collapse. Oh, no, the sky is falling. Hey, guess what? We want the USD to collapse. We want it to go down. But guess what? Is that going to affect the stock markets? It shouldn't. When you're replacing it with an asset-backed, gold-backed dollar? I don't see it. I don't see it. I just don't. I mean, there may be some change in the system when that happens, and it's already happening. You know, when we used to wire money, remember we'd send wires using the SWIFT system, and the wire could get held up for 3 or 4 days, maybe a week. You know, it was crazy. But now we're going to send funds account to account using an account, what's called a ledger-to-ledger transfer, ledger-to-ledger, not using the SWIFT codes. It's going to be completely different and very fast. They can send money now in less than 10 seconds anywhere in the world. And yes, they're using the Starlink satellite system and the quantum financial system and the fintech system, all of it, and blockchain technology. It's all interconnected. It's integrated, kind of like Sue's Integrated Minds at hushmail.com, Integrated Minds. Everything's integrated, and that's the way it should be. So we're moving forward with that. What else we want to talk about? You know, Nassar is going to include some things, guys. It includes our new USN, which is an asset-backed dollar, okay? It includes the new banking system, the quantum financial system. It includes debt relief or debt jubilee, you know, being able to no longer be debt slaves in the U.S. and globally, too, around the world. But we're going to have refunding of what we paid in. They traded on our birth certificates. They traded on our marriage licenses. They traded on divorce decrees. They traded on death certificates. They've traded on all of those four instruments on our lives, and we're going to get that money that applies to us back. That's part of the R&R. If you bought a house or two or three homes in your life and you paid interest through a mortgage, you'll get that mortgage interest back. If you bought half a dozen cars in your life and you financed them, you'll get that car interest back from your auto loans through the bank. If you have any lines of credit that you set up through the bank that you paid interest on, you'll get that back. You'll get your tax money back from state and federal taxes that you paid in. I can't speak to all the taxes that we've paid, but we'll get a bunch of it back, and it should be a pretty hefty sum. What's happening is I think the DOGE payments and the R&R will come out as a quote-unquote cover for us who are doing exchanges. We've got approximately 1.9 million currency holders, sounds like the number's low to me, in North America. 1.9 million, that's it? Shoot, I think we have more than that just from listening to the big call. But that's what I've heard a couple weeks ago. So let's round up and say there's 2 million. Still a drop in the bucket when the U.S. population is around 330, 340 million. Some of those are kids, of course, right? But we'll just go with the number we've got. What about ZIM holders? I'm hearing a lot lower are ZIM holders. I think people had to stretch to believe in the value of the ZIM, which will be 1-to-1 with the U.S. dollar, by the way. 1-to-1. So we've got ZIM holders, maybe 29,000? Is that all? I can't imagine that. That seems low to me. But who are the biggest holders of ZIM? Florida? More ZIM holders. Tejas? Texas has more ZIM, but fewer people with ZIM. You understand? More ZIM holders in Florida, but more ZIM notes, more ZIM bonds in Texas. In Texas, boys, they got a mess of it, as they say in the South. We got a mess of it. All right, so they got a mess of it. Then you go to California, they're number three. And then you got Ohio, they're number four, Indiana, number five, and then it goes down from there. So I think this is a really good opportunity for us to see more about this process. Now, we got some stuff later this afternoon that I found very interesting. And this, I don't fade away on you. This is where it gets interesting because we have people that are working with our Treasury Secretary in the new U.S. Treasury, let's call it, and we're hearing things that are saying that they're expecting, some of our people in the Treasury are expecting to get an email from Department of Defense by 9 in the morning tomorrow that would tell them if the DOD is giving the green light. Green means go, and it means the green light, if it's in that email, to go. That's a very, very good sign. Because what happens is DOD gives the green light to Treasury, Treasury gives the green light to Wells and to HSBC. So it's a little bit of a process. Shouldn't take very long. So that is supposed to occur. If it occurs by 9, I'm supposed to find out about that between 9 and 9:30 tomorrow morning, Eastern time. So we're hearing some other things about the core groups in the Admirals group. We're hearing some things about them getting a go for release tomorrow morning. And that was wonderful to hear. It was right around the same time. So, of course, it was based on Eastern time. So we'll see if that comes through. And what we're hearing is from our contact in the Treasury, we're hearing that bondholders are supposed to get the email also at approximately that same time, 9:30, that will tell them they have money in their account and will give them access, ability to access those funds in their accounts. So, bondholders have to have a reason to spend this money on projects. They can't just willy-nilly spend, spend, spend. They have to have sort of pre-approved projects to go into. Not us. These are the bondholders that are in Tier 3. So, will we have a true shotgun start? Meaning a double barrel shotgun with both barrels going off at the same time? I don't know about that. I would say it could be close if bondholders get the go-ahead and the green light tomorrow. Could we be on Thursday, one day later? I don't know yet. Maybe we'll find out more tomorrow about that, tomorrow mid-morning. But the good news is that there are things happening definitely behind the scenes. I told you guys last Thursday about the idea of the ABCs. We know that they've been doing certain program trades along with the St. Germain Trust. They've got funds that are, you know, pretty substantial amount of funds that are going into gold-backed instruments, let's call them gold-backed bonds, that are being used to leverage a line of credit. And then they're using the lines of credit to pay out advances. Then bondholders, ABC, bond, and then currency holders like us. Advances, bonds, currencies. That ABC is still, I believe, I've been told, is still in play. Now, I know I'm the only one out there that's ever mentioned that. It's happening. I'm getting it from one source, and I don't know. There's that set of information, and then there's the set that I just gave you about tomorrow for bondholders. Tomorrow, expecting a green light from DOD, if we get it. If we don't get it tomorrow, I'm going to defer to my other intel provider that's taking a longer track. The short track, you know, is Wednesday, Thursday, maybe. The longer track is saying more like first week starting in September. So we're not that far from it either way. I do think at some point these two sides of intel will merge, and it'll be clear and it'll be the same from both. Not right now, it's not. It's not the same. But I'm telling you guys what I'm hearing, and that it's up to you to take it or receive it or not. And then what I think is cool is we're in the process where Nasara is about to be brought out. We know that we need a change in the Fed Reserve to the new Fed. The governor was let go by President Trump of the Federal Reserve. Now we need a new director. Now, is that going to happen tomorrow? I don't know. I hope so. I mean, things are happening in some of the sanctuary cities. D.C.'s cleaned up. Chicago's being cleaned up. L.A., we need Seattle, and we need Portland. We need some of these other cities to be cleaned up. But these guys are on it. Our guys are on it big time. So, realize this. You're part of NASARA, National Economic Security and Reformation Act. This is about reforming the way we do business, reforming the way we bank, reforming the way we buy things, and it's economic security. That just feels good to me. I think you can feel very good right now about where you are in this process. You can feel really good about where we stand and where we're going and how we'll be able to wake up like Joyce Meyer does every morning and say, who can I bless? God, put somebody in my path today. Give me somebody that I can bless today. We'll be having that in spades. Looking forward to it, guys. Because we don't need all this money for ourselves. You know that. If you're a ZIM holder, you better be thinking about other people and about how you can be a humanitarian and help level the playing field around the globe. It's going to be incredible. And I'm excited about it. You guys can tell. I'm excited about where this is going. No. I can't predict exactly when, as you guys know. I'm optimistic, but I'm trying to be realistic about what the timing might be. And I appreciate you guys. You know, don't ask for patience or God will put like 10 million things in your path that you have to go through to get patience. We have patience. We've had the patience to endure this for me 20 years, 14 years on the big call. You know, and I think it's been great. I've enjoyed it, guys. This has been a very interesting and elevating ride for all of us. And I hope you guys can see that and know that you've learned things on the big call. You've learned from Sue. You've certainly learned from Bob and Sue. And maybe you've learned something from me. But I've learned something that Sue's going to test me on Friday morning, that I should have learned over the last 10 years. So I have till Friday to come up with something. No, I'm just playing. But it's going to be fun. We'll see how she responds to my answer on Friday. But I'm excited because this is MB100 week. This is the time you want, if you don't have it yet, send Sue an email to get your MedBed 100. It's $100. Two classes put into approximately 3 hours, just over, two meditations, and 65 different things that you can ask for that nobody's really thinking about for your MedBed experience. And the reason you need to have this MedBed 100 audios, they're audio, not video, audios, classes, is because you want to be able to listen to these maybe more than once, and make some notes, jot down, oh, I hadn't thought of that for my MedBed interview. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, Bruce is going to add a couple more languages to fluency. Oh, that's right. I'm not going to give up everything I'm asking for in the MedBed. Oh, no. Oh, no, you know. I'm not going to tell you guys everything, but look at this way. You've got options, and you might not know what the hey I be talking about, but you can find out by sending Sue an email to Integrated Minds, IntegraTed, Integrated Minds, MINDS, at hushmail.com. All right, send that off to her. Send it off to her, and to let her know in the email if you have PayPal or not. And then put your name and your cell phone number in there so she can text you if she needs to. She won't do it. She won't call you or text you at all. But in case there's an issue or something she needs to text you about. Everything comes by emails. Check your email right away and keep checking it to make sure that you're complying with the invoice. Now, there was a list of about 6 or 8 people tonight, Sue mentioned, that have outstanding invoices and they were all anxious about getting the program. Now they just need to pay for it and submit it, and then they're good to go. So hopefully you can do that tonight, over the next few days. We will have a call probably on Thursday. Who knows if it'll be a celebration or not, maybe, but we'll see. But in any way, this is the MedBed week, MedBed 100 week. $100, integrated minds at hushmail.com. Pay close attention to the emails. Pay close attention, and the instructions will be clear on how to settle the $100. Okay? Next week is teaching week. Not a class two. Last time it was not a class. This is not a class two. Is next week, and she'll tell all about that as she plans to. So I'm going to say we're anxious to see, but not anxious, but we're excited to find out tomorrow morning-ish whether or not DOD has given the green light or not to go. Because remember, DOD gives the green light, Treasury gives the green light to Wells and then to HSBC, the two main banks. HSBC for most of the rest of the world, Banco Santander for Latin America, Santander Bank, Banco Santander, and then also, don't forget, Truist Bank is also a Tier 1 bank. But redemption centers is the ticket. The rates are going to be better. Oh, nobody has a contract rate on the dinar, but the redemption centers, by the way. And you ask them for the rate if they don't offer it to you. Ask them politely, may I please have the contract rate on my dinar? Thank you very much. You know? And it's going to be great, you guys. I can't wait for this to go. And let's see what else. Make sure that you're registered on our website, which is bigcalluniverse.com. Make sure you're registered, and then you can we'll send out emails to you with a podcast that I might do. Maybe it's Bob and I, maybe it's Sue, Bob and I. Don't know yet. Might just be me. But it's going to be about our projects coming up, Rebuild America, Rebuild International, Veterans Retreat Network, Pastoral Retreat Network, all that stuff. Those are the four projects that I have, and they're biggies. And I do want some help from Big Call Universe on Rebuild America and maybe Rebuild International to an extent. We'll see where that goes. That could be really fun. So let's say that's what I wanted to say for tonight. Let's pray the call out, and then we'll talk again Thursday, and we'll see what happens between now and then. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for everybody that's part of Big Call Universe. Thank you for what we've endured and learned over the last 14 years. Help us to continue to learn. Help us to continue to help other people as humanitarians. Thank you for all that you've done for us to get us to this point and what you're going to be bringing to us in the future. Help us to be really good stewards of the funds that are coming. And I know you'll direct our paths and lead us in the direction we should go regarding that. Give us a great night tonight and a wonderful day tomorrow, and help everything to come together as we have heard it could tomorrow. So thank you for everything in our lives and for all the people. Thank you for Sue, for Bob, for GCK, for Doug, for Pastor Scott, for Jeannie, for everyone else that supports the Big Call, like the satellite team, the SAP team that gets the signal out all over the globe. Thank you for everybody that has helped us so far and will continue to help us in the future. We thank you for all these. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, everybody, let's turn off the recording, and we'll say God bless you and have a great night, okay?